Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 8:09 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Good to have you with us on this fine Monday morning. Joining us from Tallahassee by phone, Bob Johnson, the sheriff of Santa Rosa County. Sheriff, welcome back, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. You're in Tallahassee for what exactly? Getting an award for the Bloodhounds?
Yeah, our Bloodhound unit is getting an award. I guess out of the state of Florida, we found the most missing kids with our Bloodhound unit. So, basically, we're getting an award here, and I'm so proud of those guys and dogs because we have 5 bloodhounds now, so it's getting to be a pretty good-sized unit. But they're all great people and great animals.
Oh, that's fantastic. Wow. So who's actually giving the award? Is it a state law enforcement agency, FDLE, or something like that?
Oh, it's an organization that supports families of missing children. So, yeah, they do a lot of charity work. It's actually a charity organization that's doing it.
Oh, okay. Very cool. And I assume the handlers and maybe a couple of the puppies are there with you?
Yeah, all the handlers and all the puppies are here with us. And as soon as they get their award, which will be in about another 45 minutes, they're going to head right back to Santa Rosa County.
Very good. How many – I don't know the breakdown. Bloodhounds are not, you know, the Belgian Malinois. They're not, right. Germans. How many bloodhounds did we have in Santa Rosa County?
I think we're up to 5.
Oh, wow.
And then, the road dogs, I think we have about 10 road dogs. And then, of course, we have a bomb dog and an electronics dog, plus a narcotics dog just for the school and a narcotics dog just for the jail.
We have, that's pushing almost to 20 canine units of various kinds. I didn't know it was that many. Wow, that's quite impressive.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I know all the specialties and all that. So, wow, fascinating. I got a horrible story told to me by a friend. Says that she got a call from somebody purporting to be, I think her example was Sergeant Cook, who was telling her all about this warrant that is out for her that she's got to pay off and she's got to come down to the sheriff's department. Well, not really come to the sheriff's department, but, go to the ATM and deposit some Bitcoin. And, she said this person was so official sounding, so persuasive, mm-hmm. so convincing. Even told her there was some kind of a special warrant that required him to maintain contact with her while they were on the phone, because if she even hangs up with her, that would mean that she was breaking contact and they would immediately have to come and arrest her. And, she did some other smart things along the way, but this is common. And it's using real names of real employees of yours, right?
Yeah, they get the names off Facebook and, other avenues, but, mostly Facebook. And I can tell you this, any citizen, if you get a call from Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office supposedly wanting you to give them money, it's not us. And people with warrants, we like to surprise them. We don't call them on the telephone and say, hey, got a warrant, better turn yourself in. We don't do that. If you have a warrant, we will come knocking on your door and we will pick you up. But don't ever send money. We'll never ask for any kind of finances, especially Bitcoin or anything like that. I mean, it's definitely a scam, but a lot of people fall for it.
Well, and he, when she called your office, which is a smart thing to do, she calls the sheriff's office and the receptionist, dispatcher, whoever she got a hold of, I don't know. I'm not trying to insult somebody by calling them a receptionist. But whoever she got hold of kind of chuckled a little bit and said, well, at least you didn't get taken for $14,000 like the last guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. People send money in and they'll do Bitcoin and everything, not understanding that, that's not the way the system works. And we put this out on Facebook and we put it out on every kind of social media we can get it out on, and that we're not going to call you asking for money. We don't do that. That's no sheriff's office in the state of Florida calls you and says, if you don't send us money, we're going to arrest you. That's called extortion.
Man, I just feel so bad for all of these people who are because the reason scams exist is because they work. And, if they didn't work, they wouldn't do them. And they stop doing the ones that don't work. And so they get very proficient. It's just it's a frightening world.
Yeah.
Hey, last quick thing I have for you, Sheriff. I don't want to keep you too much from this celebration you guys are doing in Tallahassee, but I saw an article the other day, and it it reminded me of a thing that I don't think we've talked about very much. And I know it's still a couple of weeks past the beginning of school, but back to school photos of kids, especially photos that have their names, their teachers' names, the school they go to, maybe inadvertently they have the house in the background with the street address in the back. I mean, you know, all kinds of bad ideas for parents, right?
Yes, yes. And, you know, I try to tell everybody, limit the information you put on social media. You're asking for trouble. And it's one of the reasons I don't have a personal Facebook page. I don't do TikTok. I don't do Instagram. I don't do any of that stuff. I cannot stand the internet. But
yeah, but I've seen you all over X.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I've seen you can't stop talking about things on X, so.
Yeah, it's, and including insurance, which
yeah, right.
I didn't know you could save 80% on your insurance.
Right, this so is the deep fakes of Bob Johnson are everywhere, apparently.
Yeah, I saw myself in my press conference about car insurance. I'm like, wow, I don't even remember doing it. So, yeah, it's crazy. The internet, if it could go away, if I could make it go away, I would. It's just, it's more trouble than it's worth for the average person. Let's put it that way.
Well, I appreciate that. And, you know, I've said this before, and for those who've heard me say it, I apologize for repeating myself, but I made a decision years ago when Facebook first came out that I didn't put my kids on Facebook. And I haven't ever. I've never put a photo of my kids or my wife on Facebook because I just figured, look, you know, what's the benefit and what's the potential harm? And then also what I basically have the ability to give to them then is I give them an intact, unmarked on digital identity. You can do with it what you want, you know?
Exactly.
That was just my approach, and I just don't. I'm not saying everybody has to do it that way. I just know that's worked pretty well for me. You know, that's
and you know, everybody doesn't have to do that, but use common sense.
Yeah,
I mean, just use common sense. I understand if you want to send a picture via phone to your parents or whatever, that's fine. But you're putting it out when you put it on Facebook. It's out for the world pretty much. Even if you say, well, only my friends can see it. Yeah, but most of the time they'll see it and they'll share it. And you don't know who they're sharing it with. And then they'll share it with somebody. And the next thing you know, a pedophile's got it. And you're like, what the heck?
Online is online. I mean, even with all the safeguards still, online is online. Sheriff Bob Johnson, as always, thank you so much for the time, sir. We'll talk to you again next week. And please tell your canine handlers that we really appreciate the work they do. They are literally lifesavers.
Yes, they are. And I really do appreciate what they do. And I'm so proud of them.
Absolutely. 8:16 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We got John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, you can visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. No new accidents to let you know about right now. Looks like I-10 is starting to clear up. Also, Highway 90, 9 Mile, they're all starting to look good. Right now, I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
You know, if you need to do a home improvement project of any kind, obviously, if you need basic supplies, Pensacola Hardware can take care of you. But what you get there is more than just the stuff. And honestly, you know, you may not find them the cheapest. That, you know, sometimes the cheapest might be elsewhere. But, you know, sometimes the cheapest isn't the cheapest, especially if, you know, you buy a hammer and you got to replace it every 3 years because it's a, you know, crummy hammer, or you buy a hammer and then you can give that to your grandkids. You know, that's a different kind of hammer. You might have paid more for it, but did you really in the long run? Probably not. Also, they're just great sources of information. You know, they're the kind of people that I say, when you've got a project you're thinking about, go ask them. You know, what would help me do this better? Am I doing this the right way? Is this going to be the best way to get the result that I want? And they'll tell you because they've been doing this literally for 174 years, the oldest business in the entire state of Florida, Pensacola Hardware, since before the Civil War. Has been helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola. They are everything from your home improvement, personal repair help place to the commercial construction supply business that can help with your specified products or ship things to your job site and help you build houses. Whatever the case is, they can help you. Pensacola Hardware, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider, right now offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
You know, if you've got a business, you've got employees, you've got to manage things like payroll, like HR, like dental, vision, health, and disability insurance, right? These are all the things that you got into business to avoid. No, nobody gets into business to do that. So, well, it's not quite true. Okay, whatever you got into business to do is not that, but you get employees, you're growing, you're going to have to deal with it. The folks at Torgerson Consulting, this is weird, but they actually like doing that stuff, and they're good at it. I know because we've been using them for about 4.5 years here at News Radio in Cat Country, and you know they give us better plans than we had before. They give us better choices than we had before. And by the way, they're not miracle workers, okay? The market is what it is. It's terrible. But I always have confidence that they're finding the best available plans for us. And like I said, they give us choices that we really didn't have before. Plus, customer service that we definitely did not have before at a level that it's great. You ask them a question, they will either know it or they'll get back to us. And they have been super responsive. 433-9996. No obligation to have them look over what you're doing and tell you if there's a way to do it better. And if there's not a way to do it better, they'll tell you that too. Check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
Join Kenny Chartel from Affordable Automotive Gulf Breeze for Car Care tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Kenny will be sharing his years of expertise on car maintenance, as well as tips and loads of great advice that'll keep your car running in top shape. Whether foreign or domestic, don't miss Car Care tomorrow at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app. Tap that app to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
Well, boys, the break's over. Don't just lay there getting a suntan. Ain't gonna do you no good, no how.
Why wouldn't a suntan do them any good anyhow? Oh, I love Taggart and that Blazing Saddles. 821 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Apparently, our texting system is sort of working. Like, I don't know why. It likes John. It doesn't like me.
Well, you know.
If you say it, there's going to be trouble.
Well, your arm can't reach that far yet.
No, I even tried, you know, deleting my cache and my web browser to see if that nothing fixed. So I don't know. You can text and John will see it.
Oh, I will.
You can message me on Facebook. I don't know. Email me something. We got to figure out what to do with the frivolous topic coming up. So I'm probably doing a Facebook post. We'll see. Anyway, David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David,
maybe you've got a virus.
No, I'm perfectly healthy. Dun.
Multiple viri.
You were vaccinated.
I've got viri.
Viri, multiple viruses. An immigration and customs enforcement operation is underway in Massachusetts. According to multiple reports, ICE launching a crackdown as part of Operation Patriot 2.0.
Must be fought because it is an illegal intervention into the local policing responsibilities of a community.
And that is a Democrat Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey. He's not in favor of that operation. Immigration agents reportedly targeting illegal immigrants accused of crimes there. We are approaching the anniversary of the September 11th attacks this week, and nearly 50,000 people, many of them who were first responders, have now been diagnosed with 9/11 related cancers. And that is about a 140% increase here in just the last 5 years. That's according to the World Trade Center Health Program. President Trump set to speak later today at the Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C. That appearance coincides with a public meeting held by the Department of Justice's Religious Liberty Commission to gather information and testimony on issues related to religious freedom in America. President Trump created that commission earlier this year through an executive order as part of his new White House faith office.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 823 on News Radio 92.3. If you need a new roof, and I know nobody wants to get a new roof. I mean, I get that. But you want the result, right? You want to be able to weather a storm. You want your roof not to leak. You want to know that if, God forbid, anything comes, you can handle it. Well, Quality Roofing Solutions. They've been doing this for 19 years, since 2006. Brian Ward started the company, and he's been building it ever since. Sorry, pun not intended. Anyway, they stand by their roofs with a lifetime guarantee. Lifetime guarantee for your roof, which is, I mean, who does that? They've done 10,000 roof replacements here in the area in that time. They support the Art Gateway. They support local youth sports. They support financial education in Santa Rosa County, all kinds of stuff. And here's what they do that's a little bit different. They just do what they're supposed to do. If you call them, they answer the phone call. If they need to get back to you, they'll get right back to you. If you have a question, they will answer it. If you don't understand something, they'll explain it to you. I mean, it's all the, like, basic things that just, if you do them, it works. And they do them, and it works. A 4.9 Google review, 4.9 out of 5. That's crazy. And if you have an older roof that's got problems, there's a pretty good chance if you do a newer roof and you do a wind mitigation inspection, you might be able to save, I can't promise, but you might be able to save almost as much as the cost of the roof just in the reduction in house insurance every year. It's kind of amazing. So give them a call. Find out what might be going on with your roof, if it needs to be repaired, if it needs to be replaced, whatever. They'll walk you through all of that very easy. 777-0961 for Quality Roofing Solutions, or check them out online at qualityroofingsolutions.com. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. Still can't do the V sign, though, like a Vulcan.
Whoa. Easy. Easy, big dog.
Oh, can I tell you the latest thing?
Yeah.
Okay, so I can get our texting on. I've got a studio monitor that I never use. I can get it there. I can get it on my phone. I can't get it on my laptop.
I'm not going to say it.
I don't want to.
I'm not going to say it.
It's not user error.
I think.
Go on then.
All right. Brought to you by Anderson Subaru. No accidents to let you know about right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are back flowing smoothly. Also, Highway 90, 98 all look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John.
User. I don't have an issue with it.
All right, fair enough.
Vulcan.
I'll leave it at that. Vulcan V. F dot paint's over. They didn't bother to even sandblast off the paint on A Street or power wash it off.
It's just easier just to, you know, just paint over it.
Well, how long is that going to last?
Not very long, but that's what they decided.
Isn't that paint just going to wear off, and then in 6 months, it's just going to be, you're going to see the mural again, although you're going to see it like the strips on the road where the tires go, you're going to see, it's going to be like somebody did a car paint job where they painted some complicated thing underneath and then painted it black over top, and then they took off a couple of strips of the masking tape so that you could just see the underneath. I think it's probably going to kind of look cool in the end, because it won't be the whole thing is going to be.
Right.
It'll be the places where the tires go is going to wear off, and then you'll have Black Lives Matter strips or something, I guess, there.
Well, just new street art.
Okay. All right.
You know, it'd be interesting to ask the mayor once he gets the bill, how much.
David keeps saying 15 minutes. Did they really do it in 15 minutes? David, that seems crazy. They did the repaint in 15 minutes?
Well, according to the PNJ, they did.
Okay. I guess they got Earl Shives to do it, $99.95 or something. So, okay.
But I saw when I was watching it on Friday, I'm not watching it, but like when I was watching the reports come in, I saw anywhere from 15 to 20, 25.
Oh, so it was very fast.
That's pretty good. Fast,
yeah.
Pretty efficient.
Okay. Get in there, get it done. I mean, what's that going to cost us? 150
about
bucks?
200 grand.
200 grand. Probably so.
The paint's expensive, tariffs.
All right. So there you go. And now, look, I've said it before, but I will say it again because I think it's appropriate. That is now the blackest street in Pensacola. I mean, just literally. Right?
The section.
The surface of the street is painted a perfectly unbesmirched, deep, dark black.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, Andrew.
We
still love you.
A little ironic, if you ask me. 828 on News Radio 92. Like, their solution to having a Black Lives Matter mural is to have a black street. I don't know that that's the message they meant to send, but, you know, okay, fine, whatever. speaking of time travel, Popular Mechanics has the weirdest articles, but they're always fascinating. They always suck me in, and they're always too long, but fine. There is there's a problem in time travel called the 3025 problem. I guess it's. I'm not familiar with it, but
is that with the flux capacitor?
No, no. Okay. Oh. The problem is if there is not time travel. Mm-hmm. Or sorry, yeah. If there is not time travel, then wait a minute. If there is time travel, why don't we see time travelers?
They're among us.
Well, that's obviously they disguise themselves well.
Right.
Okay. But, you know, you would think if there's time travel in the future, then at some point we would have encountered the Marty McFly, the Terminator, you know, right? We would have encountered them somehow or other.
The fact that, Universal.
Stop it. Okay. The fact that we haven't encountered them is evidence against there ever being time travel. Here's a new theory. This is what Popular Mechanics was talking about. The new theory is that the reason we don't have evidence of time travelers, even Stephen Hawking threw a time travelers only party, I guess, a while back, only he had told people about it after the fact. That way, if the time travelers wanted to come, they could come, but nobody else would.
Ooh,
like, if anybody showed up, it wouldn't be, it would be evident. Okay. So here's the theory. Time travel is dangerous. It renders the space-time continuum unstable, leading to either, you know, catastrophe or implosion or instability or contradiction or whatever. And so the threads of the timeline in which time travel exists self-destruct. And the only remaining thread in the timeline is the one in which time travel never gets invented, because it's the only one that's stable, because time travel itself renders that thread of the space-time continuum unstable. So it's not that there can't be time travel, it's that there won't be in our timeline because we exist.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. As President Trump speaks at the Museum of the Bible today in Washington on religious liberty and education, his second would-be assassin goes on trial with jury selection in Fort Pierce, Florida. Ryan Ruth charged with targeting then-candidate Trump from the bushes of his West Palm Golf Club, serving as his own lawyer with 60 potential jurors to be questioned today. Chicago is still waiting to see if the president deploys National Guard troops. Trump says he's not declaring war on Chicago, just cleaning up.
You know how many people were killed in Chicago last weekend?
Addressing reporters as he headed for U.S. Open tennis in New York Sunday. And Fox has learned the president will attend the New York Yankees game Thursday on the 24th anniversary of the 9/11 attack, facing the AL Central leading Detroit Tigers Thursday night. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is 72 degrees right now. Partly cloudy skies and a beautiful morning. We'll get to our forecast with Brooke Richardson in just a few minutes. Well, the Garcon Point Bridge will soon be eliminating toll booths and personnel in favor of a new cashless tolling system. Details expected to be finalized on that by the end of September. Drivers, of course, being encouraged to open a SunPass account without it. Could get an invoice with an added administrative fee. Not paying the toll invoices could lead to additional charges, possibly even driver's license suspensions. The state took over the Garcon Point Bridge back in 2022. Toll revenue is now going towards bridge maintenance and improvements. The brand new state-of-the-art Myrtle Grove Elementary School opens its doors after Christmas. The 87,000 square foot school, $40 million construction there, features modern amenities like new 70-inch TVs in every classroom and a high-tech clinic. The building also is designed to withstand severe weather conditions like 140-mile-per-hour winds. Crews are wrapping up the first phase of construction. The school district will be taking possession of that building around fall break, and furniture and equipment should start arriving next month. Features a special brick display inside with a nod to the original school sign as well. The new building is designed to hold up to 600 students, giving them plenty of room to grow from their current enrollment. Well, Navarre marked their centennial over the weekend with a fun fest on Saturday. That event celebrated the town's history and their future. There were vendors, live music, entertainment, food trucks. Also, local businesses, artists, and nonprofits were on hand showcasing their services and products. Local leaders are reflecting on the growth that Navarre's experienced. Chairman of the Navarre Centennial Celebration Committee, Frankie Gibbs, says the population has exploded from 4,500 to nearly 40,000 in the last 20 years. The centennial celebration's been ongoing since New Year's, when they had a firework display and turtle drop. They had a public birthday party in March, and in June they held a formal gala-style event. The centennial culminated their celebration. Well, a 60-year-old Pensacola man has died after a crash on Hope Drive Saturday morning. That happened about 9 a.m. The driver lost control and hit a fence. He was taken to Baptist, where he was later pronounced dead. And Escambia County deputies searching for a driver that crashed into a home on Marseille Drive. It happened over the weekend on Saturday night. Deputies say they'd attempted a traffic stop on that vehicle on Michigan Avenue, but the driver fled. And so when deputies slowed down, they followed without their emergency lights. A deputy saw the vehicle hit a curb and smash into a home on the 4500 block in Marseille. The driver fled the scene on foot. The vehicle reportedly broke through a brick wall in the front of the house. Drone and canine units assisted in the search. And a cantonment man facing felony charges after allegedly firing his gun at a gas station last week. 30-year-old Anthony Purifoy Jr. was charged with battery, robbery, and weapons offenses. According to a report, the incident began as an argument between Purifoy and his ex-girlfriend at the Valero station on 29. The woman said Purifoy snatched money from her and even the glasses off of her face, then fired his gun into the air as she got into her vehicle. Deputies say they found him hiding in a nearby woods. He was arrested, and he's since been released on $40,000 bond. 8:35 at News Radio 92.3, and John's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. No new accidents to let you know about right now. Taking a look at I-10, I-110, they're all flowing smoothly. Just seeing some minor delays right now on Highway 90 as you approach the 9 Mile and Scenic Highway split right there. Also, 98 westbound approaching the Garcon Point Bridge, seeing some minor delays in that area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to have a beautiful day today with just a small 10% chance of rain, high near 90 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 70 degrees. For Tuesday, 30% chance of rain, high near 87. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 70 degrees. Going into Wednesday, 10% chance of rain, high near 88. And by Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 77. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now it's 70 degrees. We've got partly cloudy skies. Your next news in 30 minutes. Breaking news anytime. Taking a look at your money now this morning at the opening bell. The Dow is up 20 points at 45,420.86. S&P is up 17.75 points, 64.99.24. NASDAQ up 136.75 points at 21,837.23. And our 10-year bond rate down a bit this morning, 4.059%. Gold price is up $11 at $36.64.30. Silver up 38 cents at $41.93. Taking a look at the crypto market, Bitcoin up over 1,000, 112,278. Ethereum's up $52 at $43.41.36. Solana up just under $12, $214.50. And Dogecoin up over a cent today at 23 cents. Oil prices up today despite OPEC members and other oil-producing nations saying they'll be increasing supply. The nations announced on Sunday that output would be boosted by 137,000 barrels a day starting next month. Prices for Brent crude up 1.5%, $66.52 per barrel. Apple's expected to unveil the thinnest iPhone ever at a hardware event happening tomorrow, along with the iPhone 17. They're set to release the 17 Pro and 17 Pro Max. Announcements are also expected on updates for the Apple Watch and AirPods. The iPhone 17 will likely be priced at around $800. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says he thinks the Supreme Court will declare President Trump's global tariffs legal, but if not, he tells NBC's Meet the Press the Treasury may have to hand out massive refunds.
We would have to give a refund on about half the tariffs, which would be terrible for the Treasury.
And you're prepared to give those refunds?
Well, I mean, there's no be prepared. If the court says it, we'd have to do it.
And Trump has asked the Supreme Court for an expedited ruling after a lower court found those tariffs to be illegal. Officials from South Korea are in the U.S. today coordinating the return of hundreds of workers swept up in an immigration raid.
South Korea's foreign minister visits the U.S. today to help bring home more than 300 Korean workers who were caught up in an immigration raid at a Hyundai plant in Georgia. South Korea is chartering flights for the workers, who are mostly subcontractors for Hyundai and LG. South Korea's government is not happy that video of the raid was made public while they try to finalize a trade deal with the U.S. I'm Rory O'Neill.
Thank you, Rory. 8:38, our next news at 9. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola, tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, so we have what turns out to be fake news, but it's the most entertaining fake news I saw over the weekend, which is that in Branson, Missouri, they have a McDonald's with an all-you-can-eat buffet for $13. Well, $12.99, okay? And I thought, man, that'd be cool. I mean, not for me, because I would never pay that much money to go eat at McDonald's. But other people I know would love, my wife would love this. So then it turned out it's fake. So it's not actually happening. I know a lot of people have been disappointed about it.
Very.
But it gave me the thought of, well, what if it were true? But not so much of McDonald's. What fast food place would you want to have an all-you-can-eat buffet at? And what price would you pay? 437-1620, 437-1620. By the way, I know the right answer to this question. I'm not going to reveal it just yet, but I know the right answer to this question. So 437-1620, what place? I guess it could be regular food. I mean,
restaurant or fast food restaurant?
Well, I mean, I think fast food, because that's the genre we're dealing with here.
Okay.
You know, but I mean, any restaurant theoretically could have an all-you-can-eat buffet, I suppose. But I really want to confine it to fast food. So fast food, if you're going to know fast casual, you'd be like, I want Chipotle all-you-can-eat buffet. Well, obviously, they're not going to have the guacamole on there.
What?
Well, I mean,
why not?
Yes.
Guacamole's like $18 an ounce, right?
All.
Okay. And spell it for
so,
love
four,
it.
Three. By the way, my texting is working sort of. It's working on my other computer, patience. Not on my, I don't know what's wrong with my laptop, but, you know, that's the one thing that's wrong with it. Okay, so 437-1620, what all-you-can-eat buffet would you want, and how much would you be willing to pay for it? I'm doing market research for a friend. Anyway, John Pickens, what's your answer, first of all, 437-1620?
Whataburger.
Yeah, and how much?
$7.99, buddy. I'm stuck on that number for some odd reason.
$7.99?
Yeah.
Isn't that like a burger and a drink?
Yes.
Oh, so you want to rip them off.
Exactly. After all the years of loving their food, I'm going to say it that way.
Would you be willing to pay $8.99?
A dollar, yeah. I could do a dollar more.
$9.99?
Okay, now we're pushing it.
You wouldn't pay $10 to eat all you can eat Whataburger? Yes, well, you would. Of course you would. You just went on a cruise.
Yeah, I know. Trust me. Everybody wanted tips.
I can get you at 18, I bet.
Everybody wanted tips.
All right, Meg, so what's your fast food place that you want an all-you-can-eat buffet at?
Oh, I don't know. There's so many choices.
Oh, by the way, let me pause you. We already got text. Oh, Pizza Hut. Okay.
Okay, we do about that.
We get it. Yeah. We get it. You're old. Fine. Okay. Meg?
Careful. Why did you do Pizza Hut right before me? Was that something?
No. Oh, okay. No, somebody texted in Pizza Hut. And I'm like, well, yeah, it's been done.
I'm sensitive to the old part.
No, that part's not for you.
Okay, fine.
I'm talking to people my age, which is this person too.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm thinking for the best variety probably would be a Taco Bell.
That's...
Because I'm thinking there's...
The right answer.
Yeah, I'm thinking that would
How
have
do you
the
know
most
it's
variety.
The right answer?
Because I say it is, and I'm the arbiter.
Okay, maybe
I'm the logic referee, and I say it's the right answer.
Right
okay,
answer.
I'm surprised that you think so, but I'm excited that we agree on something.
Yes,
look at
I'm
us.
Like,
wow.
Look at us agreeing.
This is a great way to start
moment.
Monday.
It's a milestone.
Mark, let's see.
We're all holding
it's
hands.
It's now 8:45, and...
But the reason is because... Have you seen the Taco Bell prices lately?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
We went to Taco Bell the other day on the way to go to use the boat, and they wanted me to pay $10 for 3 Doritos Locos Nachos Tacos.
That's because you're local.
Are you insane?
I went and got a breakfast sandwich and a coffee at a place that were named nameless. Mm. It was $11.
God. I mean, the Grand Slam is supposed to be $2.99. I don't know what the world is doing.
I don't know.
But
anyway.
Not those prices. So Taco Bell.
Taco
what would
Bell,
you pay?
$6.99.
Oh, see, you. Okay.
Oh.
I also would be thrilled to pay $6.99 to go eat all you can eat at Taco Bell, but I got to be reasonable. It's not going to be $6.99. But I bet Taco Bell could pull it off for
8
12
maybe?
Bucks? 12. 11 bucks? Oh, come on. I mean, you're going to eat 10
Is
tacos.
Is a drink included?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
The fountain doesn't cost them anything.
Okay, well, I'm just double checking because that ups it about $12.
All you can eat and drink. I mean, it wouldn't do much good if you can only eat.
Well, there's water and lemonade.
All right, 437-1620. Text me your fast food place you'd like to see an all-you-can-eat buffet at because McDonald's won't do it. It's contrary to their brand, they say. Okay. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by ECUA Bulkway Services. Now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. You can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Just one accident on the books right now at Scenic Highway and Whisper Way. It was just a quick hit-and-run accident, but I'm not seeing any road blockage associated with that, but I wanted you to be aware of that. Other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right. If you need a new vehicle or an almost new vehicle, Frontier Motors has an outstanding selection of good quality, nearly new. They're used, okay, but, you know, one, maybe two people have owned it before you. So pretty much the difference is no new car smell. But other than that, I mean, they're going to warranty it to 10 years or 100,000 miles. You probably get it with 10 to 30, maybe 40,000 miles a year, maybe two, maybe three, okay? Ours was a 12,000-mile, one-year-old Honda Odyssey that came back off of a corporate lease. And the folks in Orlando, apparently the Honda dealership down there couldn't sell it. 90-day limit, put it to auction. Frontier buys it. We get a smoking deal on an almost new car. And we've been driving it ever since and loving it. And so you just... Great quality cars, people who understand you don't really like to be there. And also, if you look around at the bumper stickers and the license plate frames as you're driving around town today, just look and see if you don't start to notice one here, one there for Frontier. And eventually what'll happen is you'll be like, that Andrew McKay, he made me look, and now it's all I see everywhere. Well, that's evidence of the thousands of satisfied customers at Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. All right, back to the text. The question of the day, 437-1620. And yes, the text line is working at least enough. So the question is, what would your fast food all-you-can-eat buffet be? Where would you like them to implement it? And $6.99. Come on, now give me a real price.
I went with $7.99.
Okay, the McDonald's in Branson, Missouri, that is not actually a real place doing a fast food, says $12.99, and I could see that working. I could see, because they got a lot of kids in there that aren't going to use the money. They're just going to be excited that they can have 14 different French fries or whatever. All right, so let's see. Josh texts in, have you seen McDonald's prices recently? Honestly, it'd probably be $25.
True. Yeah,
that's
he's
probably
right.
True. Without a drink.
He is right.
Ooh, Chick-fil-A?
That's a good one.
But how much would you have to?
$40.
That's true.
They're already so overpriced.
15, 16, 40. Or a cookout. Ooh, all you can eat at cookout. But it kind of is all you can eat already, right? I mean, you get so much food at cookout when you eat it. Let's see. Have you been to cookout yet? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Of you? John, you haven't?
I have.
Okay.
Where is it?
It's on 9 Mile. It's a new one. It's a sort of a southern-ish chain that's, they're so good. Let's see. We used to go to them whenever we'd be traveling because the boys love it. You get a free shake. I mean, not free, but, you know, shake is included in your meal, so that's sweet. Kentucky Fried Chicken used to have a buffet, and it was good. I can't remember the price, but I'd pay $15 for it now. That gets me Popeyes. Popeyes all you can eat? I'd do that. Probably be $30, though. Let's see. Oh, no, this is not technically fast food, but this is on point. Pounders for $25.
Oh, my goodness. They're worth every cent.
Oh, yeah. No, that's, and I mean, what is the
you
three
got
meat is like 60,
on it. Thank
did
you.
I?
Yeah, you did.
I've
Thanks.
Never been to Pounders.
Oh, it's right over here in University Mall. It's a Hawaiian place. Their original location is over in Crestview.
So what kind of food?
Hawaiian.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my goodness.
So lots of pineapple.
Now I got to go for lunch. No, not pineapple so much. I mean, they do have teriyaki sauce, but not so, just trust. Just trust to go.
Yeah.
Somebody says Chick-fil-A $15. Somebody says Chick-fil-A $20. Oh, see, Chick-fil-A, if you're listening, just saying, there's a lot of people that want to do all you can eat at your restaurant. Pizza Hut with a smiley face, you're funny. So you surely remember when Wendy's had all you can eat. Oh, but it was just a salad bar, right? Wasn't Wendy's an all you can eat salad bar? It wasn't like burgers and fries.
Yeah, I think it was a salad bar.
It wasn't like dispense your own Frosties. I don't remember that. Taco Bell for $10. Oh, Taco Bell for $10 would be a deal. KFC buffet in Shipley. Oh. Been there, it's good. Okay, all right. Give the name your big chicken. Oh, give the name you big chicken. I bet they're talking to you.
What?
Some name of some, you said there was some restaurant you didn't want to name, didn't you?
Yes.
She can't be bullied into it either. I like that. Let's see. Tim Hortons for $11. Unlimited breakfast buffet and coffee. I love that. Captain D's or any seafood place. I would do Long John Silver's. I have a soft spot for Long John Silver's.
Yeah,
I grew up
it's
eating
much
that.
Better.
Yeah, all you can eat clams. It's in my blood. Probably still to this day. I try to avoid fast food chains whenever I can and support local fast food. Steak and Shake, Whataburger may be exceptions. I'd pay up to $15. Nowhere. I'm getting stopped up just thinking about it. I may not be able to talk. Oh, Wendy's. White Castle.
Yes.
Crystal White Castle.
They're we'll not. Don't right even here. Start with me. White Castle. I don't care about your knockoff imitation version.
You don't like Crystal?
I mean, they're fine if you're starving and you can't find real food. But anyway, no, I know White Castle. And this is a separate conversation for a different day, not to get derailed. Nukes? Oh, that's interesting.
So controlling.
It was a salad. 100%. It was a salad bar, but they had spaghetti with meat sauce and chili and baked potatoes for the Wendy's. Okay, I remember that. With nacho chips. Other people are weighing in on this. Oh, Sonny's. Oh, barbecue all you can eat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That works for me.
I think we know a guy.
We do.
Meg knows a guy real well.
Very well.
That's right.
Talk to Eldon on Friday and see if they can do an all-you-can-eat. Well, they do. They do have all-you-can-eat like ribs, don't they?
They do.
In fact, they do have
all-you-can-eat. Yeah, they have specials and things like that throughout the week.
Here
so.
I am selling them the thing they already sell to me. Okay, fair enough.
it's effective.
852. See, it's a great idea. That's why we do it already, Andrew.
Monday.
Happy Monday.
Monday.
Flashlights? Check. Camp stove? Check. Canned goods? Check. Ice chests? Check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
I grew up in a tough neighborhood, and we used to say you can get further with a kind word and a gun than you can with just a kind word.
My favorite part is it from the first note John was singing all the words.
Sorry.
All the
I mean,
words.
You serenaded me earlier,
yeah,
so
no,
I had to
fair
return
enough.
The favor.
Yeah. Yeah. Artist name?
This is a name that tune.
When in Rome. I know. It's obscure. All right. Fair enough. But you knew all the lyrics, which very much impressed me. That's some deep radio DJ knowledge right there.
30 years.
Yeah, no kidding. Tell them about traffic on the fives.
All right. We just got one accident on the books right now on Pine Forest Road and Nature Lane. That's no roadblock. Just seeing some minor delays on Pine Forest, but nothing really that bad. I-10, I-110 are all back looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you are thinking about buying a house, selling a house, picking up a vacation rental, investment property of some kind, and seriously, thinking about it. You know, a lot of times what happens is we kind of play with an idea, and then we get used to the idea, and then we make a decision about that idea, and then we go find the expert to help us do what we've already decided to do. Maybe, just maybe, ask the expert earlier in the process, because what Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty can do is really help you gain not just information, but perspective, and ask questions you wouldn't otherwise have asked so that you make a better decision. Because, man, you know, maybe it's not a good decision. I don't know. I don't know what you're trying to accomplish, but they will be able to help you with it and help you understand what the market is doing and whether, you know, it's going to be a good money-generating property or whether it won't or whether it's a risk or, you know, they can answer all these questions. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. All right, so let's talk about Philadelphia Karen for a minute and a half. I don't have time to recount the story, but, you know, a very domineering woman, I'm guessing, based on everything we know in her private life, goes and gets, does not catch the ball, does not pick up the ball, goes and demands it from the guy who was clearly startled. takes it away from the, well, he gets it out of his kid's mitt and gives it to her. And then, you know, then the Marlins give the kid a bunch of swag, and then the Phillies, he gets to meet Harrison Bader, who's, you know, really fast and also has some power and hit the home run and, you know, winds up real good for him. She, meanwhile, has been flayed alive on social media over the weekend.
Flayed alive is good.
I mean, baseball cards demeaning her, all kinds of rumors and speculation about her. And I don't know if we even know who she is at this moment. I guess she got booed and left afterwards. She did not lose her job. As far as I mean, she might have, but she didn't lose her job with the school
administrator.
The school district put out a note that said she's not our employee. Obviously, our employees would have caught the ball. pretty funny.
Oh boy.
Here's one thought that I have. People are gonna hate me for saying this. I feel sorry for her. We're not good at proportional response on the internet, and she has had her entire life destroyed by one moment of horrid, stupid, selfish, rude behavior. I don't know about you, but I've had a few moments in my life I'm really glad nobody had a phone around for. Really glad. And I know it's in public. I know they've got the example of Coldplay. I just feel like maybe destroying her wasn't the best end result.